Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog his lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello, this is Dick Huddleston reporting on Lum and Abner again. A lucky accident yesterday led Lum into the idea that there might be money in selling advertising on BPR, the radio station he and Abner are setting up with Abner's shortwave set. So salesman Lum, in true form, wasted no time in calling a few prospective sponsors, his first victim being old Mose Moose.
Oh, sure, Mose. We'll sell you a whole radio program. That's the main idea. Well, you just pay for the time on the air, and then we furnish the program. Yeah, how's that? Yeah, you can have a whole hour if you want it. Well, good. Well, I'll tell you, Mose, I'd suggest you take 7 to 8 o'clock every night. Oh, yeah, that's way yonder the best time. Well, you see, up to 7 o'clock, everybody's busy eating supper, and by 8 o'clock, most of them are going to bed. Yeah. Well, all right then, Mose, that's a deal. Monday night, that's when your first program will hit the air.
Hey, Lum, I just sold...
Well, we can just give you just about any kind of a program you want, Mose.
Is Mose Moots buying some time?
All right. We ought to be able to fix up something like that for you. Yes, sir, you bet. Yeah, you got yourself a goodbye there. Oh, goodbye.
How much time did Mose buy to advertise his barbershop, Lum?
He bought a whole hour. What do you think of that?
Well, just wait till you hear what I got to tell you. I sold an hour, too.
Once a week?
No, sir, every day.
Well, good for you. We're sure going to town with this thing.
Sure.
Who'd you sell it to, Abner?
Our Hodgkin.
Oh, for the liver stable, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that ought to make up into a nice program.
Well, that's what I told our... He said he'd leave it up to us to figure out what kind of a program would be best for him.
Yeah, well, he showed good judgment there.
Yeah, he said he didn't know a whole lot about the radio business.
Yeah, it's better for people like that to leave it up to folks like us that knows all the angles of it.
Yeah.
Of course, now, Mose had a pretty definite idea about what he wanted on his program.
Yeah, well, now, he's had experience, you might say. He listens to that radio of his nowhere at the barbershop might now all day long. What did he say he wanted, Lum?
Well, he said he'd like to have a big musicals program.
Uh-huh.
Or a big dramatic show. Mystery or something like that.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Or a big comedy show.
Comedy?
Yeah, funny sayings and side-splitting jokes. And
all that. Oh, yeah, sure. Well, that Mose has got some good ideas, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think we better get busy and figure out his program right now. As long as we're going to start it on Monday.
Well, what about our Hodgkin's program?
Well, we can just do one at a time, you know, Abner.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do ours next. Let's see now. We ought to start out with some kind of an opening.
Well, now, that sounds like a good way to start, yes.
And then get some stuff to go in the middle there.
Uh-huh.
And then close it off with some sort of a nice closing.
Good. Dog is Lum, I never knowed you knowed so much about the radio business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Now, let's do ours program.
Well, wait now. That's just a rough floor mat.
A what?
A floor mat. That means, kind of a outline, I think. It's a radio term. I've been reading up on this junk.
Floor mat, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I better recollect that when I go out to sell some more time. They won't think I'm selling floor mats, will they, with that welcome and stuff on them?
No, not if you explain what you're doing.
No.
Yeah, let's see now. We better concentrate on Moses' program. I believe a good dramatics program would be good for him.
Would, huh?
Maybe a story about a big northwestern mounted policeman trekking across the snow-covered wilderness of the Northwoods.
Hey, that sounds good.
I could play the part of the policeman, be the hero of it.
Well, they generally have a dog for that.
Wait a minute, I believe that's our name.
Well, that figures anyway.
Hello, jot 'em down, store and radio station VPR.
We can learn to do tricks.
Oh, yes, Mose. We're working on it right now. Well, we're sort of figuring on doing a dramatic show about our Northwest policeman. Well, I don't know, Mose. Well, yeah, I suppose we could. We'll try. All right. Much obliged. Goodbye.
What's the matter?
Oh, Mose wants to change the policeman to a barber.
A barber? Trekking through the snow in the North Woods? What's a barber doing up there? Looking for a pole?
I don't know.
He might be lost. That's about it.
I think we better change the store to something else.
Yeah.
Maybe we can make him just a part-time barber.
Part-time?
Yeah, the rest of the time, he's a millionaire polo player.
Huh.
I believe I could throw myself into a part like that.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. A millionaire polo player and part-time barber, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
Now, the story will start off with me meeting this beautiful girl.
Girl?
She's got long yellow curls like Mary Pickford.
Oh.
And she says to me, wait a minute, there comes Grandpap.
Is he in the store, too?
No, that's him coming in the door there.
Oh, I thought you... reading the
door. Expect to see him up and around so soon after he got caught in that fire over at his house.
Oh, well, he weren't hurt bad. Come in, Grandpap, old pal. Yeah. How you feeling?
Hardy.
Oh, just only tolerably, I reckon.
Well.
You got any more of that nickel salmons left?
Oh, no. They cleaned us plumb out of that stuff.
Well, that's what Ed Beckley was saying down at his drugstore just now, but I never believed him.
Well.
Fact is, that's why he said he wanted to buy a program on your radio station.
He did?
Yep. Yeah, I told him he had rocks in his pigeon-toed head, but he's bound and determined he's going to do it.
Hey, Long, you hear that? Ed Beckley wants a program, too.
Yeah, I better call him right away.
Yeah.
You don't need to, Lum. I done sold him a program.
You did?
Yeah. I figured you fellas might pay me a commission.
Huh.
Well, now, that's not a bad idea, Grandpap. Might just work out something with you on that.
Did you give Ed a bath mat, Grandpap?
I figured you might pay about bath mat. He means floor mat, Grandpap.
I think
Ed wants to feature flashlight batteries and cough syrup on his first show. Might want to advertise floor mats later on, I don't know. You'll have to ask him about that.
Grandpap, floor mat is a radio word meaning...
Don't bother with that now, Abner. We got to figure out this program for Moe's movie.
I just want to show him a...
Don't go yet, Grandpap. I want to talk to you about the details for Ed's show. Well, I can't stay long.
Yeah, Moe's is taking a full hour every day, too, Grandpap. And we're trying to work out a dramatic show for him. Where was we now, Lum?
Wait a minute. I believe that was our ring again.
Oh.
Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. Oh, what is it, Mose? Well, Grannies, we done started on this dramatic show about the barber. Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Well, we'll see what we can work out. Granny, the dramatic show is out.
It is, huh?
Yeah. Going to do a musical program.
Oh?
With nothing but youngins in it.
Youngins? Advertise a barbershop?
That's what he said. He wants to call it the Little Shavers.
Ah.
I don't know how I'm ever going to fit into that.
How you're going to fit into it?
About all I can be is the announcer on it, looks like.
With short pants?
No. Let's see.
You don't want to wear short pants around. Your legs look like two ropes with knots tied in them.
I told you I ain't going to wear no short pants.
I wouldn't do it. No matter what Mo said, I would not wear little short britches.
Who can we get to be in such a program's at?
Well, Duty Bates can play the piano. Or leastways, he knows that one piece he learned. Something about bluebirds, I believe it is. Bluebirds, yeah.
Yeah, it was going to get a little monotonous hearing Duty Bates play the bluebird song for an hour every night of the week.
Yeah. Now, of course, we'll have to break it up once in a while with announcements about his barbershop.
Oh, natural.
And we ought to get some other children on the program, too, I believe, Long.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole idea.
Some that can play musical instruments.
Natural.
They make better musicians than the...
Say, wait a minute. How about that little band Miss Emmeline's been getting up over at the schoolhouse? Them's all youngins.
Don't you? That's right. Why, sure, they'd be plumb tickled to death to play on the radio. Give them a lot of good experience, too. Now, that takes care of that Mose program. Let's start on ours program.
Well, that might have been our ring again.
Might have been nothing. That was it. I heard it. I know.
Hello. Oh, I'm glad you called, Mose. We got your show all set for you.
Oh, yeah, nothing to it.
Well, but Mose, you said you wanted... Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, we'll see what we can work out, Mose. Yeah. All right. Goodbye.
Is a little shavers out?
Yeah. Don't like the floor mat.
I'm a half a mind to take a floor mat and go down there and whop him over the head with it.
No, now, don't do nothing like that. We've done made a deal with him for that time, and so there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, now, we might sell the little shavers to Ed Beckley Long, get him to feature Safety Razor, or, no, well, that wouldn't be...
Now, Mose wants to broadcast direct from the barber shop.
The barber shop? Tote the shortwave machine clean down there?
I reckon so.
What in the world kind of a program does he want to put on down there, Long?
Well, he's going to put it on himself, he says.
Moses?
Yeah, him and whoever happens to be hanging around there. Come on the air with a barbershop quartet, and the rest of the program is him interviewing his customers.
Oh, for the land's sakes.
Going to give prizes to the fella with the toughest beard and the thickest hair and I don't know what.
Oh, for the
Mr. Long, I sold a program. I sold
one. Yeah, well, take it easy, Cedric. Calm yourself down. Who'd you sell it to?
Sold it to Papa.
Is Kittle want to advertise his blacksmith shop?
Yes, Mom. He'd take an hour once a day.
That doggies we're selling the time. I'll say that first.
Yeah, Papa wants to have the Macmillan boys and their mama get their string trio and play the anvil chorus for his program.
Every day?
Yes, Mom. Starting Monday.
Well, all right, but tell him to stick to that idea, Cedric. Don't let him keep changing his mind all the time like that dead blame Mose Moots is doing.
You know, here's something Mose forgot. He closes up the barbershop at 6 o'clock. He ain't open twixt 7 and 8.
Twixt 7 and 8?
Yeah, that's the hour he bought. I wonder if he aims on staying open. Hey, hold on a second there, Lum. Did you say 7 and 8? Yeah, that's the best time we got. Well, you got to change it, then. That's the time I sold to Ed Beckley.
Doggies, that's the time I sold our Hodgkins, too.
Oh, my goodness. Gosh, that's the hour Papa bought, too.
Huh?
Grannies, if that ain't a fine kettle of fish. Here we go on the air with four programs Monday, and they all come on at the same time. What are we going to do?